104.7, Andy and Mel. It is 8:07. 15 for a high today. We're at 17 now. I know that sounds backwards. We're already above the high today. When the sun is out, the high will be 15 because the temp's just going to keep falling all day.
Which also sounds backwards because you think it'd warm up when the sun comes out.
Not unless cold front comes in from Canada.
Oh, Canada. Oh, Canada. Sorry. I don't know. Every time I hear Canada, I want to sing the Canada national anthem. I don't know why.
All right. here's a new Year's resolution for you. Stop it.
Seriously, I can't help it.
There's no need for it whatsoever.
That is a disgusting act.
It's disgusting. I got a picture,
rude.
A picture message that says, no excuses, don't drink and drive, and don't ride with anybody who does. Tipsy Toe, offered by AAA. They do this every year.
Yeah.
You don't have to be a AAA member from 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. on New Year's Eve. They'll take your drunk self and your car home for free.
So awesome.
The number to call for it is 800-222-4357. And they will take you home.
I'm going to hang out in the Lennox bars tonight.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. That way I don't have to worry about drinking and driving and stuff.
Oh, okay.
So we can walk home. I'm only a couple blocks away.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah. Plus, I guess there's a band playing at the Legion.
And you know what else that is awesome about going out in a small town?
Cheaper.
So much cheaper.
Mm-hmm.
I thought I was ripping off the server one time when I went out for supper with my parents in Beersford.
Okay.
And I ordered a bottle of beer, and I got it. And they said $2. I said, no, really, what is it?
I know. It's crazy, isn't it? Yeah, my plan's tonight.
It's not $4 for a bottle of beer, really?
I know. Overhead's usually a little less in the small town bars.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now I'm going to go tonight. I'm going to go to the comedy show at the Vault. And go see Steve Hurst. It's going to be awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And afterwards, we're going to go check out the band and drink cheap beer. And I can stumble home.
It was absolutely shocking to me, though.
I know.
Every time I'm in a small town and you're not paying, because it's always like a minimum of like $3.25 is like the cheapest you'll find a beer.
$3
in
is,
Sioux Falls.
I would say.
There's maybe a few places where you can get them cheaper than that. When it's not happy hour.
Yeah, it depends.
But
where you go. But $4. Yeah, $3.50 to $4.
If I am going out, it's at night on a weekend. And they don't run happy hour at night on weekends.
There's a couple places that have some pretty good deals.
Oh, well, anyway. Yeah, for ladies.
No.
Chicks get drunk free. Guys, you got to pay full price. I still think that's sexist.
That's not sexist.
Yes, it is.
It's to the guy's benefit, really. Beer goggles.
Oh, so we can. Oh. Yeah, but you aren't the ones buying them anyway. We are. And we still got to pay full price for your drink.
Nuh-uh. Well, only ladies' night, I suppose, like if you went up to the bar, but the place I'm talking about, it's not.
Oh,
it's for everybody.
Okay.
I'm not going to say.
I know. I'm just saying it's not fair.
Right.
I don't think ladies' night is fair.
Lots of places have men's night, too.
I have never heard of a men's night.
Really?
Never.
Oh, you don't go out anymore, though.
This is true.
Because I have it.
But it wasn't that long ago that I did go out quite frequently. And
they have men's night. I mean, it's not often, but they do have it.
Okay. I'll believe you.
Don't get all mad about it and bent out of shape.
I'm not getting mad or
thinking
bent
it's
out
all
of
sexist.
It is sexist. But
no, it's for your guys' benefit. Not sexist.
Just because the girls are there does not mean they're going to have beer goggles enough.
Mm. But it gets the girls there.
Yeah.
Gives you more opportunities to talk to them.
And if they're...
If you got the cojones to do so.
If the price was cheaper also for the guys, there would be more of us there.
But then there'd be more
buying
boys.
Beer.
You don't want more boys than girls there.
Who drinks more, guys or gals? Hmm?
Okay. I'll give you that one.
I'm just trying to, you know, play the numbers game here.
But
what would be the most beneficial?
If the girls are drinking, the guys will come.
Yes, this is true. But if the guys are getting cheaper alcohol, they'll buy more of it.
Right.
Just saying.
Okay.
That's another resolution for me in the new year, too.
To stop saying just saying?
Yeah. Which is something I picked up from you, by the way.
I know. It's funny, though.
I've gotten a few text messages about the nail biting stuff.
Yeah?
Apparently, it tastes like bug spray.
Ew.
But the chronic nail biters will get used to the taste.
How could you get used to that taste?
I don't know. But, I mean, the first time you had lots of things, though. Could you imagine ever doing it again?
Yeah, but bug spray?
Well, I know.
I mean, that tastes pretty crappy.
It does.
You know, when you're spraying it on and accidentally wind comes up, gets in your mouth.
Something else, you might have a resolution in the new year to find a special someone. I've got 10 things you should know about dating. From Match.com. We'll get to that next. Hang on. The Hot Morning.
Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel. Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7. Andy and Mel. It's 8:24 up to 15 today. Temp will be falling 6 below the low tonight. Burr. Internet quote of the day, Mel, is...
I probably shouldn't be making any new resolutions this year, mainly because I'm still working on the ones from last year.
So... 10 things to know about dating, or you should know about dating.
Okay.
This was from Match.com. Dating is like looking in the mirror.
Hmm.
Researchers asked over 200 participants in a study to view a number of digitally altered human faces. They found that subjects preferred the features that they were most familiar with. So if someone looks like, has similar facial, not necessarily looks just like you, but... I'd be more interested in someone that looks like you.
Oh.
Somewhat.
That makes sense. Unless you hate yourself.
Okay, we're glass half empty today.
Well, that wouldn't work so well then. Just saying.
As for manners, forget about it. Go ahead and stare. Men would rate women lower in attractiveness if she doesn't make strong eye contact.
Mm. Okay. I can do that. I can make really good eye contact.
The number three thing is you'll know it when you see it. A study at the University of Pennsylvania revealed that regardless of what people say they are looking for in a dating situation, they don't need a lot of time or they don't need to spend a lot of time with or information about a person to tell if they're interested.
I agree with that.
Listen is number four.
Okay.
Researchers at the University of Albany had 149 men and women rate the attractiveness of a series of recorded voices on a scale of 1 to 10. The researchers also gathered information about their histories of the people whose voices they recorded. They found that the voices found to be the most appealing belonged to people who were a little friskier, if you know what I mean.
I would get like a 10.
Because you are promiscuous?
No, because I would talk in my sexy voice. Not because of that reason.
Oh, okay. All right.
They used the word frisky or promiscuous. Which word did they actually use?
Promiscuous.
Oh, you just changed it to frisky.
Yeah.
Because frisky, I don't think necessarily means promiscuous.
If someone's going to cheat on you, it's in their genes. Apparently, there may be a genetic component to cheating. That's number five.
Really?
Yep. Number six, love makes you crazy. Like, when you're in love, the serotonin levels get all wacky, and it actually does make you lose sleep and get just kind of weird in your behavior.
Wow.
Great. Number seven, why a broken heart hurts. A new study suggests the psychological hurt of a breakup is just as real as a physical injury. Two areas of the brain that respond to physical pain are also activated when you're breaking up or when you go through a breakup.
That makes sense.
Number eight, blushing is best. Rosy cheeks are crucial in the dating game.
So you use blush?
When you blush, the act of blushing.
Oh, okay.
Primates preferred males with red faces. Female apes liked red-faced guys. So apparently we should have red faces and it'll go better.
All right.
Number nine, kiss this way. People are more likely to tilt their heads to the right. So if you're going to kiss, tilt to the right.
Who tilts?
65% go right, 35% go left.
I always go right. That would be awkward to go left. I feel weird.
But I wonder if left-handed people want to go left.
Oh, I don't know.
Mm.
I'm definitely a right tilter.
And number 10 says you should meet for drinks before dinner. Researchers at NYU and Stanford have discovered that hungry men prefer heavier women.
What?
By staking out a dining hall, scientists and hundreds of students fill out a questionnaire about their preferences in a mate. Men who filled out the questionnaire just before they entered described their ideal woman as an average of 3 to 4 pounds heavier than men interviewed after they ate.
Okay.
So if you're worried that your weight is an issue finding someone, meet up with them definitely before they have eaten, I guess.
So, but then after they've ate, then they're not going to want you.
I don't know.
How does that work?
I don't know. Trust me, it sounded just as stupid coming out of my mouth as it did going into your ears. So anyway,
I don't understand that part of the poll.
I don't either.
Why would you even ask that question?
They work for universities. They got to find something to spend their grant money on.
True.
Yeah. We've got dirt coming up in a few. Also, we have another season pass to Wild Water West to give away this hour. Hang on.
So, family still.
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel, 842, 15 the high today. It's 17 right now. And I'm a little concerned about my daughter. She's 4 years old.
Okay.
And she was messing with my wife's phone last night. And Crystal showed it to me what she had on there.
Okay.
And here's what she had on there.
Oh, she's looking for the nearest bar.
Yeah, it's a Google search.
Good thing there was one real close.
Bars. Near Sioux Falls, 57103.
It's awesome.
Yeah. Now, here's the rest of the story.
The rest of the story.
Jackie has gotten very, very into learning how to read and writing. And she was sitting, while I'm watching the Vikings game, she's constantly asking me things like, Dad, how do you spell that? Or, oh, that's a word she knows how to spell. Care. Would be a word.
Okay.
How do you spell care? And so I'm trying to watch the Vikings game and I'm like, C-A-R-E. No, you say it slow. C. And then I forget to say the next letter.
Dad.
Dad. Daddy. 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 Why? A.
You should have just wrote it down.
E.
Should have had a notebook.
But she was just messing around, like, typing words in. The first thing she started doing was the Google search. She knew she could type there. So right. She'd hit that little search thing in the corner, and then she would start typing. Well, that's how she ended up with... I'm guessing the autocorrect...
Yeah, I think care and bars are probably...
Well, B and C are next to each other on the keyboard. Let's are see. They not? They're very close. I think she just hit one of the words, like she would start typing a word and figured out the autocorrect.
Yeah.
Or the guess, you know, what word you want.
Oh, and that probably was it.
And I'm guessing she just tapped one and and then accidentally hit enter and voila, she's searching for bars in Sioux Falls.
It's awesome.
But yeah, it was awesome. All right. Yeah, it was funny though. Yeah.
Rather humorous to look down at the search, though. And
well, Crystal hands me the phone and says, look what your daughter's searching for on Google. Bars. Great. She's four. It's already starting.
5 o'clock somewhere.
Yeah. A Wisconsin couple says their pet chicken tipped them off that their house was on fire.
Okay.
Yep. Dennis Maraska says cluck cluck began clucking like crazy from the basement. Yes, they named their chicken Cluck Cluck. Was in the basement two cluck, floors cluck. Before below where they slept.
Okay.
The clucks let the couple know that there was a fire.
Cluck, 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 cluck,
what's
cluck,
that, girl?
Cluck,
the house
cluck,
is on fire?
Cluck, 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 cluck.
We better get out. The house was destroyed. The couple, the chicken and one of the couple's two cats survived the blaze. The area's fire chief says it's the first time he's heard of a chicken sounding an alarm for its owners.
Makes sense, really. You know, the rooster wakes you up.
The cat would just run out.
Yeah.
It doesn't care about you.
Cats are pretty selfish.
They don't care about you. They most don't. Of them really don't.
No.
Unless
they just want
not,
you to pet them and feed them.
Unless they're not getting fed, they don't care.
Mm-hmm.
And if you die, they'll eat you.
Gross.
They will.
This just took a wrong turn.
Well, I'm just saying, cats are not the most...
Okay. It's enough. Blech.
Friendly.
Mm.
Yeah, well, not that they're unfriendly. They're just... They don't care.
Okay.
They're very apathetic. They have no sympathy for you, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Like, they'll sit there
they're
and whine.
They're selfish. Just got, say they're selfish.
You know, if I would have had a cat after my back surgery, it would have been like, meow, 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 feed me, meow, meow. I can't walk. Meow. Don't care. Meow. Meow, meow. Let me outside. Meow. Or I'm going to scratch up everything in the house. Meow. That's just how they are.
I like your impression of the keys.
Hey, it was almost as good as your impression of chickens clucking.
Cluck, 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 cluck.
Although, I shouldn't be surprised that you're good at it. Should I?
No. No, I definitely I cluck with my friends. Yeah.
Just sounded like a night out with Mel.
The Hot Morning.
104.7, Andy and Mel. It is 8:53. We're going to top out at 15 today. What?
That was the most annoying 5 minutes ever.
Why?
Because you were singing and humming, I should say. Mostly humming. Which is what I usually do. So then I'm like, stop. Are you trying to annoy me on purpose? So then you
then
did.
I did do it on purpose to annoy you. Before, I was just humming for fun.
And then I was trying to tell you about my Frisky Scope Astro Guide for 2013. And you weren't listening.
No.
You weren't paying attention to me because you were too busy
humming.
Humming.
Yeah.
I was trying to tell you that I'm not getting charisma until April.
Yeah.
But.
Then when I did pay attention.
You thought I said charisma wrong.
I just wanted to clarify that you were saying the word correctly, that it wasn't.
It is charisma. I don't know how else it would be.
Well,
you made
said,
me spell it and everything.
Okay, Charlize Theron. You can't really blame me for wanting to clarify.
At least I said Charlize, right?
Charisma.
So anyway, according to this, the first of the year, the first of the ninth, I am going to have luck, romance, love, and a relationship.
I'm so glad.
And then all the way up until July, like the middle part of July, all of a sudden the relationship little one is gone. And then it shows back up in October. But for some reason, the sex one is like times two during the months where I'm not in a relationship.
Okay.
It's rather entertaining.
I'm so glad you've shared that with us now.
No, what I'm going to do is I'm actually going to print this out and I'm going to like keep track of it to see if like this stuff comes true. Okay.
Everybody at the Lennox Legion, enjoy your New Year's Eve tonight.
It'll be a good time.
And everyone who goes to the vault for Steve Hurst tonight, I'm sure you'll enjoy the clucking you'll hear down there from Mel.
I'll just be laughing.
Uh-huh. You wouldn't be that one who won't shut up during the show?
No, I'll just be laughing. When I saw This Is 40 this weekend in the movie theaters, will you stop that? Okay. Oh, my God. That one chick, it sounded like it was dying.
I know.
It was so funny, and I was laughing really loud.
People were pointing.
I wouldn't be surprised if there were.
Can we get down to business here?
We can give stuff away now.
Okay. We've got a season pass to Wild Water West to give away. If you would like it, call 361-5557 and Mel will talk your ear off.
Hot 104.7.com.